connect.
WhatsApp us on 072-5671-567.
Want to take a minute or two to tell you how you can use your creative ideas and passion for building a better world by tapping into space technology. Yes, you heard me right. At the beginning of this month, a project was launched which calls on anyone who's interested to think about how we can make better use of the wealth of data that is streaming in from satellite observations of our planet. This is called the Earth Observation Data Innovation Challenge, and it's being run by various stakeholders, including Digital Globe and our own South African National Space Agency, SANSA, and to try and help us understand what it's all about and who should get involved. I'm joined on the line by Imran Saluji, who is manager at SANSA, the National Space Agency. Imran, thank you so much for chatting to me this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Papa, and good afternoon to you and your listeners.
I have to start with the question about SANSA itself, because I think most people are familiar with NASA and what they do, but some people might be surprised to learn that South Africa actually has its own space agency, Imran. What is your main core function and what are your priorities?
It's a question that we often get and we're surprised that South Africa has a space agency. But it builds on a very long heritage of space activities that has been happening in South Africa right from the very early days of the space in the world. SANSA itself has four divisions and four main focal areas. One looking at what we call space sciences, which is based in Hermanus. That is looking at the near-Earth environment and space physics as well as space weather. We have a division in Hartbeespoort near Pretoria that looks at telemetry and tracking of satellites and spacecraft. We have a space engineering division that is based in Pretoria itself that is looking at the building of satellites. And an Earth Observation Division, where I'm located, that looks to use the data that is coming from space for societal benefit.
Okay, now that specifically is what this Innovation Challenge is all about. In layman's terms, Imran, what are you asking entrants to do?
So we have space-based data, like a lot of other data, has a huge potential to provide benefit and informed decision-making processes. What we are asking entrants to do is to use their creativity and innovative capacity to be able to take the data that we have in partnership with the Digital Globe and to come up with creative ideas on how they can best address a number of challenges that are related to applications that are related to water, to urban resilience, and food security. The data is typically used to evaluate things like water resources or monitor cultivated areas. Look at crop health, for example, in food security, to be able to get an understanding of urban sprawl and where population and how population growth is happening. And you can do all of this from space itself. The good thing about it is that we have a huge amount of data that is going back in time to maybe 10, 15, 20 years. And this allows you to do a lot of things like change detection studies across a number of areas. And this provides information, the outputs of this will provide information which decision makers can use to make informed decisions on a number of areas, in a number of areas.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, even somebody who's got absolutely no involvement in space technology or satellite technology at all could come to you as part of this challenge and say, I want to look at the impact of flooding and patterns of flooding over the last 15 years. If you gave me access to that digital imagery, we could use it to do the following. Am I right? Is that the kind of entrance you're looking for?
Yes. yes, most definitely. I think that the sort of discussions that we have are with other space professionals, and we're wanting to broaden those discussions out quite a bit. So there's a whole ICT community that is there that can manipulate the data, this data, in ways that perhaps we can't as well. And we're wanting to tap into those. We're wanting to tap into people who are end users of this data who need to maybe making the decisions. And to be able to say to us, look, this is our challenge, and do you and can you stimulate or can you provide us with solutions that would be able to address these challenges? So we're using the challenge to move beyond just our the sort of normal natural community that we would engage with to a much broader community. And this, I think, is the whole point of an open innovation challenge like this, is to broaden out your base from which you can possibly develop solutions.
Imran, just in closing, where do we send listeners to find out more information, to read up more about the challenge and find out how to enter?
There's a website that is called SA, with a URL, saeochallenge.com. That people could go to. It has all the information around the challenge, how to enter, what the judging criteria is, what the timeline for submissions and the entire process is going to be. And the challenge is saeochallenge.com.
Imran Saluji, thank you so much. Manager at SANSA, the SA National Space Agency. And just to give you a sense of the figures for those who even understand these terms, Digital Globe's library of content includes over 100 petabytes worth of high resolution images. I had to go and look up what a petabyte is. It is 1,000 million bytes. There's a lot of data there. Get creative about the ways it could be used to better the planet, or perhaps come up with some kind of great entrepreneurial concept that could drive social improvement. SAEOchallenge.com is the website.